神给我们一个谦卑的心，一个受教的心，一个专注的心来学习。
That God will provide us with a humble heart, open heart to learn.
来经历苏醒跟突破的恩典。
To experience the awakening and breakthrough.
我是想请那个袁山把我今天要讲的这个大纲打出来好吗
？Can we have the outline on the projection?
我就想问大家，我们做神的儿女，你觉得我们今天最需要的是什么？
As God's children, what do you think is most necessary?
What do you need the most? 有人说，哎，我还是需要钱呢，牧师。
I need money, Pastor.
我们教会也需要钱呢。
The church needs money too.
需要工作。
I need work.
有哪些人需要工作
？Anyone need employment?
就这几次啊，应该很多。
Just a few of you.
哪些人需要钱的举手
？How many need money?
应该全部都举手。我们当中有哪些人钱很多的需要奉献的
How many of you too much money you need to offer?
待会聚会完马上跟我联络
Oh, contact me after service.
我们教会需要买一个堂就不用搬来搬去了
Yeah, we need to buy a building.
我就想问大家哦，这刚刚讲的比较轻松一点，你觉得今天你做神的儿女，做基督徒最需要的是什么？
So being God's children, being a Christian, what do you feel is most needed?
我觉得我们今天最需要的是一个属灵上的一个苏醒。
I think we need the awakening.
我们最需要的是在我们的属灵的眼睛上有一个打开，有一个看见。
That we can see in the spirit, have a breakthrough.
我刚才讲，故意问这样的问题，因为过去从2008年到现在，整个美国的经济一直在挣扎当中。
I asked this question because since 2008, economically, America is struggling.
你看那个新闻，每天的新闻其实让人很困惑。
It's very confusing watching the news.
About the economy.
About the economy.
一天就讲说，哎，恢复了，恢复了。
That we're recovering.
说房市恢复了，这个房价开始涨了。
The housing market is returning.
一天又讲说，哎，其实这个就业也没有增加，工作也没有增加。
But then the next time, unemployment rate is the same.
我其实去很多地方问很多人，他们都说哪有恢复。
So a lot of people I talked to, no, it's not recovering.
都是为了奥巴马要再重新当总统，就放了很多消息。
Because the President Obama wants to be re-elected, that's why there's that kind of news.
所以其实生活不是很容易的。
So it's not easy to make a living.
生活是很困苦的。
It's a struggle.
尤其在湾区。
Especially the Bay Area.
是不是啊？你那个租个房子也很贵啊。
Even renting is expensive.
所以你说我们需要什么
？So what do we need?
他会说我需要过一个好的生活。
I need to have a good lifestyle.
我就想问什么是好的生活
What is a good lifestyle?
那好的生活常常那个标准都常常改变的
And that standard changes.
我觉得我们基督徒今天最需要的是在属灵上有一个新的看见
I think for us Christians, we need to have a spiritual awakening.
因为你的环境不会照你所要的来改变
Because your environment will not change for you.
但是你的看法会决定你怎么反应
But your perception will change how you see your circumstances.
我们在今年的大概五月中旬的时候
And this May, in middle of May,
我就发现我们在教会找将来要聚会的地方有很大的困难
I was concerned about where is the location of our future gathering place.
We have difficulty.
We have difficulty.
I did not concern, but we have difficulty. 那因为我们有一个委员会都在很努力的找啊。
And we have a member that's working really hard to find a location.
从一月就开始找到五月。
Starting January to May.
我们很想要去的地方，人家不要我们。
And the place we really like the location, they don't want us.
他们不想租给教会。
They don't want to rent for church.
所以我心里面觉得说，怎么会这个样子
？And why is it like that? I was wondering.
然后我看整个教会的光景，好像大家，信仰也是平平的，没有什么激情啊。
Church situation, our spiritual life, it's so-so. There's no passion.
其实现在在美国的基督徒有几个有激情，我看很少。
Most American Christians are, yeah, so-so in their passion for Jesus.
就是做一个礼拜来啊，这样晃荡晃荡吧。
Come Sunday, done.
所以我就感觉到我们需要有一段时间来寻求神。
So I feel there we need a time to seek the Lord's face.
我就跟华语部的同工就分享，我们就开始聚会啊。
So with the Chinese congregation, I encourage us to gather together to meet.
不是 encourage, we start meeting.
We start meeting.
我们今天有一些新来的朋友啊。
So we have newcomers today.
我是跟你讲，我们教会挺疯狂的。
Yeah, we're pretty crazy.
你很少，你从来没有 visit 一个 church 像我们教会这
样。Yeah, you won't see a crazy Chinese church.
我们从五月二十一号开始。
And May 31st we started.
21st
we started.
每一天在教会有聚会。
We have meeting at church every evening.
是不是很疯狂啊？
Isn't that crazy?
我们是礼拜一到礼拜五。
Monday through Friday.
礼拜四是去跟别的教会一起联合聚会。
Thursday with some other church combined.
我就跟你讲，那是一种很特别的感觉。
It is a very unique feeling.
我除了礼拜六不来以外，每一天都来教会。
Other than Saturday, I don't come to church. Other days, I'm at church all the time.
但是我要坦白跟你讲。
But I need to tell you frankly.
这根本没什么。
It's nothing.
真的没什么。
It's really nothing.
当你真的开始看到主耶稣宝贵的时候。
When you see how precious our Lord is.
每天来教会不是一个牺牲啊。
Yeah, you come to church every day, it's not a sacrifice.
我们来教会不是为了来教会来教会。
It's not because I need to come, so I come.
每天晚上从七点到九点在这边有一个聚会。
Every evening from 7:30 to 9 p.m., we have a meeting.
我们前面有半个小时，你先读神的话，让神借着他的话来对你说话。
First half an hour, we read God's words that God speaks to your heart.
然后我们有差不多二十分钟的敬拜。
Then 20 minutes of worship.
然后我就带大家有一些祷告跟读经的时间。
Then we have prayer and more scripture reading.
时间过得很快。
Time flies.
三个礼拜一下就过去了。
Then it just went really quick.
过去了以后，弟兄姊妹都好像上瘾了。
And brother and sister are hooked on this.
他们觉得不来也很难过。
If I don't come, I miss something.
他们就希望继续。
So they like to continue.
所以我们就继续。我们就改了聚会少一点了，因为牧师还要做别的事，不能整天都来这里。
But I have other duties, so I couldn't provide that for our church.
我们就改成礼拜二、礼拜三跟礼拜五在这里。
So we only have a Monday, Wednesday, Friday now.
我们一直到上个礼拜五才结束。
Until last week we concluded.
有两个月的时间。
So for last 2 months.
大概有两百多人次哦，两百一十人次哦。
The attendance was about 200 people.
其实他翻的不对，不是 200 people， 是 200 people times， 有的是同样人一直来，210人次。
The same people come again, again, again. Yeah.
我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
我就学了很多的功课。
So I learned a lot.
我们弟兄姊妹们也学很多功课。
And our brothers and sisters too.
将来再有时间再做见证。
So we'll get.Give testimonies other times.
我把我这两个月所学的跟大家分享。
So I'm sharing with you what I learned last 2 months.
上个礼拜天已经讲了第一讲。
Last week I shared first sermon.
谁还记得我上礼拜讲什么？
Anybody remember what I?
总要有一个人记得，给我点面子吧。
Yeah, give me some face. At least one person.
那我再讲一遍了。我把上礼拜的再讲一遍了，反正你都记不得。我的那个信息题目是什么？
What was the title of my sermon?
我要问我的师母，因为她替我翻译。
How about my loving wife?
你看到人的记忆力多有限了。
See how good is our memory?
上个礼拜讲了，现在都记不得了。
Last week we forgot already.
我上个礼拜的信息就是说，你的这一生到底是在要什么东西？
The topic was, what do you want from your life?
我今天要问。
So today I'm
going to ask you. So
what do you want from this life?
很多人说我也搞不清楚。
I don't know.
对，那是年轻一代最伟大的回答。
The young people perfect answer.
你问他什么事情，他说 I don't know.
I don't know.
我每次问我儿子说你将来要干什么，他说 I don't know.
I ask my son, what do you want?
伟大的回答。
It's a great.
如果你自己都搞不清楚你要什么，你就不会得到任何事情。
Because if you don't know what you want, then you're not going to get that.
我知道很多人要什么。
I know what people want.
是不是啊？第一个要钱。
First, money.
他们不是爱钱。
Not because they love money.
是他们喜欢钱所带出的影响力跟能
力。They like the consequences of after owning money.
他们这个中国人说钱人是鬼推磨。
Yeah, the money can make a ghost do hard labor.
Wow. You are very creative. 英文有一句话说, money talk, money walk. Money walk a long, long way. Is that right? Is this a American saying?
钱可以说话也钱可以走路。走很远的路。
我想很多人今天要的就是平安, 就是祝福。
And a lot of people want peace and blessings.
年纪越大了, 需要的就是平安。
So the more grown in age, you want more peace.
身体健康。
And health.
儿女听话,
and kids are good, listen to you.
夫妻感情好,
good relationship with your spouse.
买的股票都会往上涨,
your stock always go up.
所有的投资都往上涨,
all investment up.
不好的投资都早卖掉了,
you already got rid of the junky bonds.
全世界的人, 大部分人就问他要什么, 都是要这个。
So in general, everybody want that.
等到他这些东西都有了呢,
and when they have all this,
觉得人生很无聊,
then it started to get boring.
如果东西都没要到呢,
and what if I didn't have those?
人生好苦,
then it's kind of bitter.
上帝很难做,
yeah, it's hard to play God.
特别对基督徒来讲,
especially for Christians.
我就问说, 基督徒们, 你们要什么?
So I ask you, what do you want?
当然要祝福了,
I want blessings.
但是祝福有了以后呢?
And after blessings, then what?
很多人有了祝福以后,
after blessings,
他们就去追那个祝福,
then they chase after the blessings.
就忘记了上帝,
and forgot the blessed God.
你知道基督徒啊, 有两种基督徒,
you know, there are two types of Christians that might stray away from God.
第一种就是上帝要给他，他跟上帝要了，上帝都给他了。
Whatever he asked God to have, God gave it to him.
然后他们就去追那些他们所要的东西。
Then they chase after those gifts.
另外一种基督徒离开上帝。
And another kind of Christian that stray from the Lord.
因为他跟上帝要的，上帝没给他。
Because I asked God for something, he didn't answer my prayer.
所以他说上帝我不跟你玩了,
so I'm not going to stick with you.
因为他跟上帝从来都是玩的,
so it's always a business,
不是真正的,
negotiation. It's not from the heart.
这就是为什么我觉得我们基督徒今天最需要的是在属灵上要一个新的看见。
So I feel strongly that Christians today, we need to have a spiritual awakening.
到底你信的是什么?
What do you believe?
到底你要的是什么?
What do you really want?
如果你是要死是神的祝福,
if you just want blessings from the Lord,
你一定会失望,
then you're going to be disappointed.
因为神所认为的祝福跟你认为祝福就不一样。
Because God's thoughts are higher than ours, his ideas of blessing is different from us.
所以我们在这两个月当中,
so during last 2 months,
我们就希望神让我们有一个看见,
that I pray that we will have a new way of seeing.
第一个看到自己属灵的真相,
that you can see the true condition of your spiritual life.
第二个看到神的本质跟他的属性,
and God's character.
第三个是看到自己的命定, 就是神给你的托付, 给你的mission是什么?
And you will find your mission and destiny.
很显然我们的收获是巨大了, 是丰富的。
And our reward was great and abundant.
很多人从神那得到了复兴,
a lot of
也看见,
people got new way of seeing and revival.
我就跟你讲, 我们最后一天的聚会是上个礼拜五。
So last Friday, we have our last meeting.
啊? 就是过去这礼拜五。 那个, 我觉得聚会非常的好。
It was a great meeting.
完了以后大家都不想走。
Afterwards, people did not want to go home.
我们实在很开心。
We have a great time.
我们就出去吃宵夜。
So went to have something to eat.
我们不但追求神。
Not only have words from the Lord.
我们还有好吃的。
And we have good food.
是不是啊, Aaron? 有好吃的。
Is that right?
他在沉思当中。 我们真的很需要一个属灵的苏醒。
So we need a spiritual awakening.
为什么刚才讲的那两种基督徒, 如果神给他的祝福, 他也走了, 神不给他祝福, 他也走了呢?
So the two types of Christians that I mentioned earlier, why did they all leave the Lord one way or another?
因为在他们的属灵的眼光里面有一个很大的蒙蔽。
Because they have a blinded spiritual vision.
这个英文上有一句话说, I see, 这句话很棒, 就是我看见了。
In English, there is a sentence, say, I see.
今天很多基督徒没有看见。
Many Christians not seeing today.
他所看见的就是他自己。
All they see is themselves.
所有看到的就是我的需要。
Is it always about my needs?
我的感觉。
My feeling.
我的前途。
My future.
如果你是这样来 认识神，要追求神，你不可能，你不可能认识他。
If you want to go after the Lord this way, you will not know him.
所以我今天就要讲这个主题，我就跟今天要来分享，就是要破除这个错误的看法。
So we need to get rid of this wrong mindset.
今天我题目叫做伟大的交换。
This great exchange
is my topic today.
Is the topic.
我们要如果要有知道今天的主题，第一个我们就要问说，神对你跟我成为基督徒，他有什么心意？
We need to know God's desire for you and me.
到底神把你放在这世界上，他的目的是什么？
What is the purpose that God put you on earth?
如果你去看整本圣经，很简单，神要你跟我所要做的这一生，就是做主基督的门徒。
So if you study the scripture, you know that what the Lord wants is to become Jesus' disciples.
成为一个有基督样式的人。
To become Christ-like.
那这就是神要每一个基督徒在这世界上的目的。
That is the goal that the Lord has for each of the believers.
我们今天在这里的每一个人都不一样，有不同的地方来，不同的性别，不同的工作，不同的这个身份地位，你的财富也不一样，这个都不一样的，但是有一个相同的，就是神要你我都成为一个跟随耶稣基督的人。
Each one of us here all come from different backgrounds and genders and social status, but God all have the same request from each one of us.
但是这个同样的，就是要做基督的门徒。
To become Jesus' disciple.
那做主基督的门徒跟代价内容是什么呢？
And what is the content and price we have to pay to be Jesus' disciple?
我们一起来念好，我在马太福音第16章24到26节。我们请袁山打出来好吗？
Let's read Matthew 16, verse 24 to 26.
我们一起来念，在这个，好，我们一起来，有人用中文，用英文，预备，来。对门徒说，若人要跟从我，人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，什么益处呢？人还能。所以，主耶稣他讲做他门徒的代价，他讲得非常清楚。
So the price to become Jesus' disciple is very clear here.
代价跟内容是什么？
What is the price and content?
就是舍己，背起十字架来跟从主耶稣。
You have to deny yourself and carry the cross and follow Jesus.
路加福音第九章二十三节那边讲到，主耶稣讲同样的是，他说天天背起他的十字架来跟随我。
In Luke, chapter 9, you have to carry your cross and follow the Lord every day.
所以做主耶稣基督的门徒的代价是一个人要舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟随主耶稣。
So to become Jesus' disciple, you have to carry your cross and follow the Lord.
请问这是什么意思？
And what does that mean?
这意思就是说，一个人如果要做主基督的门徒，要跟随他的话，他要为了主基督放下他的一切，天天背起他的十字架，代表苦难，天天要背起他的十字架，天天为了基督要面对各样的苦难，来跟随他，来成为他的样式，去做他所做，去他所去的地方。
So what that means is that you carry your cross and follow Jesus, you will share with his suffering, and you go where he wants you to go and do what he wants you to do.
你们以前有没有听过人家跟你这样讲？
Have you heard this before?
我在发现啊，我们很多时候传福音的时候，我们都不是讲这些。
Sometimes when we share the gospel with people, we don't share this section.
我们都说，哎呀，你要信耶稣啊。
Oh, believe in God.
信耶稣得平安啊。
Then you have peace.
得快乐啊。
And you'll be happy.
等到他进来了以后。
And once he enter church.
他说你要舍己啊。
Oh, you need to deny yourself.
背起十字架啊。
And carry your cross.
天天跟随主耶稣。
And follow the Lord.
那我就想问大家啊。
So I want to ask you.
你们刚刚看到主耶稣，这是主耶稣亲口讲的啊，
不是我讲，
他亲自讲。
In the Bible.
你们刚刚看到这个做主耶稣门徒以后，你们有多少人很兴奋的举手
？So how many are excited about what Jesus said?
这个教会不错，还那么多人举手。你刚看这个条件啊，我要你从下面开始仔细听我讲，这个非常的重要。 很多人搞不清楚主耶稣讲这个话，就觉得哇，你刚刚看到主耶稣讲的这个条件。
So you see the requirement that Jesus asked from us?
如果你头脑很清楚，你看一看，这个代价很高啊。
You see, it's a high price to pay.
我是看到很，我小时候第一次看到这段经，我吓死了。我说
When I was a younger Christian, I was stunned by seeing what Jesus said.
不是 younger Christian, 当我很小的时候看到这个经文。
When he was very little.
我不晓得我是不是基督徒。
He didn't know if he was a Christian yet.
我说吓死我，才不要跟耶稣，还要叫我舍己，还要背十字架。
I have to deny myself and follow the carry the cross. That's too much.
其实这一段主耶稣所讲的这个要求，其实是很严肃的一件事情。
Yeah, it's very serious what Jesus asked from us.
主耶稣并没有说你们都要这样，他说如果。
He said if.
如果你要跟从我
If you want to follow me,
这是条件
So this is a requirement
其实一般的基督徒他们看到这经文也没什么感觉他们反正这只是一个讲讲说一说叫笑他们没有太认真在做
So most Christians reading this part they don't take it seriously they just read the words
很多教会很多牧师也一样就啊，如果有人跟随我还唱歌嘞
Many churches, pastor or even make songs out of this and just saying the words only
今天我们要很仔细来看这段经文
so,
到底主耶稣讲这是什么意思
So what does Jesus really mean at this scripture?
他如果是神的儿子
If he's God's son
如果他是上帝所派来的弥赛亚
If he is the Messiah that the Lord sent
他的要求这样他一定有他的道理
If he asks this from us, there's a reason
而且这是绝对的不会说、哦、你可以做你可以你可以舍己我不舍己没关系我做 50% 基督徒就好了马马虎虎了
And it's absolute correct and accurate not a wishy-washy decision
如果我们要知道主耶稣为什么这样讲
And why did Jesus ask of us this
我们就要看主耶稣讲这一段要求的 上文是在什么样的情况下
So we need to read the scripture ahead and after about this context
对 context 当我们去看这个他的上文的时候我们就发现主耶稣在这个讲这话之前他已经向他的十二个门徒启示他就是以色列人等了千年的那个弥赛亚
In context, we know that Jesus revealed himself telling his disciple that I'm the Messiah that you guys have been waiting for thousands of years.
而且主耶稣跟他们讲说我就是神的儿子
And that I'm the son of God.
而且主耶稣讲完了这以后他说我要到耶路撒冷去
And I'm going to Jerusalem.
我去那里不是做王
And not to be a king.
我去那边会受难会受害因为以色列的领袖们不能接纳我他们要把我钉死但是第三天我要复活
And there I'll be suffering and I'll be killed but After burial, 3 days later, I'll be resurrected.
主耶稣讲完了这以后
After this,
然后主耶稣跟他们讲
Jesus told them,
你们现在不要告诉任何人我刚刚跟你们讲的事
Don't tell anybody what I just said.
这时间还没到
My time is not yet come.
哎，很有意思哦
It's interesting.
主耶稣有时候还跟他们讲你们现在暂时不要讲
I tell you this, but don't tell other people.
现在这是天机
This is secret.
这是天机一号，不能泄露。
Secret number one.
只有你们十二个人先知道。
Only the top 12 get to know.
虽然你不能跟别人讲。
Even though you can't tell other people.
但是我告诉你。
But I want to tell you.
如果你要跟从我。
If you want to follow me.
你就要舍己。
You need to deny yourself.
每天背起十字架来。
Every day carry your cross and follow me.
来跟从我。
And follow me.
主耶稣讲话这什么意思呢
So what does that mean?
主耶稣已经跟他们讲过了
He already told them
他是弥赛亚
I'm Messiah
他是神的儿子
I'm God's son
他一定会赢的
I will win
他一定会赢的
Absolutely
所以主耶稣说如果你要得到我这样的情形
so
我的能力跟我的荣耀 你就第一个要放下你自己
If you're going to have my power and glory then you need to deny yourself
You have to lay down yourself
Yourself.
你每天要遇到很多的困难很多的挑战很多的牺牲因为要认识我的缘故你要每天面对这个
All the challenges you face each day through this you experience me
然后你还要跟随我
And then you have to follow me
所以你仔细来看这个的时候你就发上下文你就发现其实这不是一种牺牲、啊、
So After closely study, you know this is not something you sacrifice.
因为如果你只是牺牲的话，是表示你什么都没有得到。
If you mean sacrifice, you did not gain anything.
主耶稣讲这个是你要得一些东西。
in fact is you're going to gain something.
你要得到的就是他自己。
That you're going to gain himself.
那些基督徒只要求神的祝福，他将来一定会离开神。
Those Christians who only want God's blessing will eventually leave the Lord.
因为他所要的只是神的祝福。
Because all they want is the gifts.
如果你有了神，你还没有神的祝福吗？
If you have the giver, you're definitely going to have the gifts.
Amen. 这是一个智慧的问题。
So it's about wisdom.
那些基督徒跟神要一些东西，神没给他，他也不应该离开神。
Those Christians that pray for something did not get it, they should not leave the Lord.
因为神知道什么是对他最好的。
Because the Lord knows what's best for you.
Amen. 所以你在这两种情况都不要离开神。
So in either situation, if you were in those, do not leave the Lord.
你需要的是苏醒的眼睛要打开。
What you need is awakening in your spiritual eye.
所以我们觉得主耶稣所要求他做门徒的一点都不是牺牲。
So we know.Jesus' request is not a sacrifice.
也不是什么可怕的。
And it's not something scary.
而是一个交换。
But it's an exchange.
This is exchange, 一个交换。
It's a great exchange.
而且是最 great deal 的交换。
It's the greatest exchange.
所以我就讲到今天第三点，这是一个伟大的交换。
This is a great exchange.
Yeah, 所以我们现在 在读另外一段圣经，上礼拜也读过了。
This is another scripture we're going to read.
我的信息都是讲到观念的转化，你要仔细听，这是一个 change your concept.
My sermon is hope to change your mindset.
我们来看马太福音第十三章四十四到四十六节。
Matthew chapter 13,
我们一起马太福音十三章，十三章，下一个。好，我们一起来念好不好？天国好像宝贝藏在地里。人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子，我们感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
主耶稣讲道都很有趣的。
Jesus has very interesting sermons.
主耶稣在讲到 investment.
He's talking about investment here.
不只是 financial investment.
然后不只只是经济上的投资，
他是讲到生命的 investment，
talking about your life investment。
所以我们就这边看到一个故事哈。
We read a story here。
主耶稣用这个故事来解释天国的奥秘。
He used the story to explain the mystery of the kingdom.
这边有两个类似的比喻。
They're very similar parables.
讲到一个伟大的交换。
It's a great exchange.
有一个人他看到地里面有宝藏。
He found treasure in the land.
他就去把他所有的一切都卖了。
So he sold everything that he had.
然后去买那块地。
And to buy that land.
所以他就得到那宝藏。
So he got the treasure.
有一个人又看，另外一个人他又看到一个宝贝的珠子，珍珠啊。
Another person found this beautiful pearl.
所以他把他所有都卖了，去买那个珍珠。
He sold everything he owned and to purchase that pearl.
请问这个比喻是什么意思？
So what does it mean in these parables?
主耶稣说天国好像这个。
That the kingdom of heaven is like this.
我就想各弟兄姊妹们，你如果去买东西，你是不是要买最好的？
So when you go purchase something, don't you want to get the best?
但是我们这边每一个人的价值观都不一样。
But our value system are different.
有人最好的不一定是你最好的。
Someone's best might not be your best.
但这边讲到天国就好像一个人，他发现了一个很大的宝藏。
But here it says the kingdom of heaven where this guy found wonderful treasures.
在一块地里面。
It's in this land.
所以他就把他所有都卖了。
So he sold everything he owned.
就去买那块地，因为那块地面有宝藏。
To buy that land because in there's treasure.
又像有一个人他很爱收集珍珠，他就看到全世界最好的珍珠。
Or this man looking around for the most beautiful pearls.
然后他看到了，他就把他所有都卖了，就买这个珍珠。
And he sold everything when he found that most precious, beautiful pearl.
我就问弟兄姊妹们。
So I ask you, brother and sister.
你是新朋友，你不知道，你不用回答。请问那个宝藏是谁啊？
So what or who is that treasure?
那个珍珠是谁啊？
And who that pearl represent?
耶稣真的是你的宝藏吗？
Is Jesus really your treasure?
耶稣真的是你所爱的珍珠吗？
Is Jesus really your precious pearl?
这就是我今天讲这个信息的关键。
This is the key point I want you to think about this.
你今天在世界上你最看重的是什么?
In this life, what do you pay most attention to?
什么是你的宝贝?
What is your most precious thing?
有什么东西如果没有你就很难活得下去。
If you don't have this thing or person, it's hard for you to live.
我知道这样的东西也很少。
And there's a few of this type of things.
我跟很多人谈过话，他们说我根本没有这样的东西。
I don't have anything I cannot live without.
哪有什么东西让我没有就活不下去？我才不管，我不管怎么样都要活下去。
No way. I'll live no matter what.
我怎么样都烂活要活下去，我才没有什么东西让我宝贝这样子。
There's nothing I can live without.
但是我跟你讲，弟兄姊妹们。
But I tell you, brother and sister.
我们每一个人都有宝贝的东西。
But we have something that's precious in our heart.
你就看看你的支票簿，你怎么花钱的。
Look, check your checkbook and where you spend the money that give you a clue.
你那个钱花的很多也不觉得心痛的，那个大概就是你的宝贝。
You spend lots of money and you don't feel hurt, and then it's probably your treasure.
有人不管是不是为他的 treasure, 他还是 hurt, 只要花钱就 hurt.
And some people, if they spend money,
对了，因为那个钱就是他的宝贝，他讲的也对，有人的宝贝就是钱。
Some people, their treasure is the money. They
还有,
don't want to spend it.
还有你看一看你整天一个礼拜你什么事情花最多的时间。
And see how you spend your time weekly.
你花最多时间跟最多金钱的通常是对你比较宝贝的事情。
So where you spend most of your money and your time, then you can nail down on that treasure.
是不是这样子啊？
Is that so?
我们常常有人要我们做这个做那，哎，没时间呢。
Someone ask you a favor? No, I don't have time.
要做这个没时间。
I don't have time.
牧师，我没时间读经。
Sorry, Pastor, I don't have time for Bible reading.
没有时间祷告。
Prayer.
我也没有时间传福音。
Or share the gospel.
我礼拜天也没时间了。
I don't have time Sunday.
其实他不是没有时间。
Not really that they don't have time.
他的意思是说这个事情不是那么重要。
It's not important to him.
Amen.如果很重要的你怎么会没时间呢这是价值观的问题我没有时间认识耶稣啊
I don't have time to know
我太忙了
因为
耶稣不是你的珍宝
because Jesus is not your treasure
所以我觉得这是一个关键的地方
so this is the key point here
如果一个人看到主耶稣跟他的荣耀这个他所讲的他这个人他是荣耀的君王他是神的儿子、啊、对不起我讲很多
If someone know that this is Jesus, the Son of God, the glorious King, then I would want to know him.
他就愿意付代价。
Then he would pay the price to know him.
每一个礼拜，每一天的晚上两个小时，这是一个很好的投资啊。
So two nights a day, two hours a day, he would invest in knowing this King.
其实我们这些弟兄姊妹们，他们也不是傻瓜。
So our brothers and sisters who came to the meeting, they're not dummies.
你以为他们没事干吗
？You think they have nothing to do?
他在家里轻轻松松也可以过。
They could relax at home.
他们选择要来啊。
But they chose to come.
因为他们看到认识主耶稣很重要。
Because they notice how getting to know Jesus is so important.
这就是主耶稣所讲的舍己啊。
So that's what Jesus means by denying yourself.
这就是主耶稣说你要背起十字架来天天跟随我。
That you carry your cross and follow me daily.
跟随主耶稣不是一件很舒服很容易的事情。
Following Jesus is not really comfortable or easy.
但是绝对是大赚的事情。
But it's a great gain.
你们有多少人要发吗
？How many of you want to just be prosperous?
你的电话不是888，但是你还可以发。
Your phone number is 888。
你要跟那个真正发的人
，be with the one who's prosperous，
那就是主耶稣。
That's Jesus，
因为他拥有全世界的一切。
Because he owned the whole world。
主耶稣今天在邀请我们每一个人。
He invited us each one。
我们要换换我们的头脑
，change our mind。
我们要换换我们的思想
，change our mindset。
这个是一个必要的交换。
This is an important exchange。
放下自己，天天背起十字架来跟随主耶稣。天天愿意花时间来认识这个极荣耀的耶稣基督，面对苦难，付上一些代价，这是一个必要的。
Lay down your life and follow Jesus, and daily following him and be doing the suffering and going after him is what's required.
如果你不放下你自己
，If you don't deny yourself,
你 lay down yourself.
Lay down yourself.
很多时候 lay down yourself 放下自己，第一步是放下自己的权利。
It's your rights that you're laying it down.
你很多习惯这样那样，你都不想改变。
If you used to be self-centered and you don't want to change,
你很难认识主耶稣。
And it's hard for you to know Jesus.
我跟你讲哈，
Let me tell you.
主耶稣讲的话看起来都是很简单。
Jesus preaching seems very easy.
但是非常的深呢。
But it's very deep.
我昨天在准备这个信息，我就觉得我有 awakening， 我就突然看到了。
Even through my preparing the sermon, I have a new awakening.
我们教会不是这个教会，一般的教会这么多年在讲的都是以人为中心啊。
The preaching we have at church is always centered around people.
因为我们讲的都是神怎么满足我的需要，满足我的需要，帮助我，救我，医我，全部都是我，我，我，我。
How God gonna provide my need, heal me, give me this and that? It's all about me.
不是说神不愿意做那样。
It's not that God not willing to give you.
但是你这样，你永远不会认识他。
But if you always have that approach, you will not know the Lord.
我打一个比喻给你听好吗
？For example,
如果你有一个朋友
，If you have a friend,
你们是很好的朋友
，You're good friends.
这朋友每次来找你都是要你帮他忙。
Every time he call you up is to help him with something.
说啊，维尼啊，你可不可以给我一个 ride?
Can you give me a ride?
维尼啊，你可不可以帮我做这个
？Can you do this for me?
维尼啊，可不可以帮我做那个
？Can you do that?
他从来没有跟你谈，问问你你要什么
？Never ask you what you want.
你觉得他能够认识你吗
？You think they get to know you?
他想到维尼就是帮我忙的那个人。
Yeah, when they thought of you as a helper.
今天很多人对主耶稣是一样的态度。
So a lot of people today see Jesus that way.
那不是他们的错。
It's not their fault.
你们知道是谁的错吗
？You know whose fault?
都是牧师们的错。
So it's the pastor's fault.
都是那些在教会讲道人的错。
Those preachers' fault.
因为他们给的是一个廉价的福音。
Because they gave them a cheap gospel.
廉价的福音就带出廉价的基督徒。
So it created cheap Christians.
对不对啊
？Is that right?
什么叫廉价基督徒呢
？What is cheap Christians?
你今天都祝福我，上帝都听我的。
Bless me.
今天上帝就像这个观音啊，就像菩萨一样啊，你。显灵啊！你显灵啊！显灵我就奉献啊！不显灵就再见了。
I will offer.
I will
not goodbye.
显灵就奉献。
Yeah, if you fulfill my need,
不显灵就再见。
Give offering, if not goodbye.
很多人信耶稣也是这样。
A lot of people
你在笑别人其实你也一样。
Maybe you're like that, so don't laugh.
因为你跟神久要的没得到，你就说再见。
So when God didn't answer your prayer, do you say goodbye to him?
因为我们有一个蒙蔽。
Because we have this blinding spot.
我们在认识神的里面，我们还是以自我为中心。
Even though in Jesus, but we're still self-centered.
如果一个神是可以让我来摆布，都是照我意思，我也不用拜他，我就拜我自己就好了。
And the truth is, if you have a God that's controlled by you, why do you worship him? You should just
worship
yourself.
学习黑人教会有一些反应嘛。我在黑人教会讲道，我还没讲，他们都一直说阿门，我好开心啊。你都没反应。It's okay, it's over. 你要知道我讲什么，你要学中文。所以我们就看到这里 这是一个关键的地方
So this is the key point here
如果主耶稣是成为你跟我的珍宝
If Jesus is our treasure
你就愿意付代价
Then you will want to pay the price
他绝对是珍宝
He is our treasure
只是你我还没有真正感受到看到
It's just you can't see that he is treasure
这是一个圣灵的工作
So you have to work through the Holy Spirit.
那你说牧师我也没办法，这是圣灵
的工作。So what can I do?
有办法。
I have to do it.
你就跟主耶稣说，我要更多认识你。
You pray that Holy Spirit reveal to me. I want to know Jesus more.
我们当中有多少人喜好音乐的
？How many you like music?、Here?
什么音乐
？What kind of music?
那如果啊，那个 Christina 回答很多 ，Christina 你喜欢的音乐你可以听很多遍吧。
The music you like, you can listen to it many times.
这是你的宝藏，是吧？
So it's your treasure. How many of you like good food? Raise your hand.
Nicole 举那么高，你是喜欢哪一种 food?
Nicole, what's your favorite food?
啊，所有。
All kinds.
注意你的身段。你想想看，你最喜欢的音乐，你最喜欢做的事情。你是不是就有时间了
？So your favorite thing to do, your favorite food, do you have time for that?
你现在要祷告神，让主耶稣成为你的 favor。
So we need to pray that Jesus, you be my favorite.
我讲过，我这个信息是一个 是一个观念的转变。
So it's a change of mindset.
跟随主耶稣一点都不会是牺牲。
To follow Jesus is not a sacrifice.
你有什么好牺牲的？
What is there to sacrifice?
请问谁先牺牲呢？
Who sacrificed first?
谁先死的？
Who died first?
他两千年就死过了。
2000 years ago,
现在你的老我要死啊。
Now your old self.
很多人跟我说，牧师，我活不下去了。
Many people say, God,
真的，很多现在在美国，很多人真的活不下去。
I don't know how to survive.
不是 how to survive， 他是不想活，他是可以 survive。对 ，I don't want to live， 没关系，随你翻。我就说你千万不要去自杀。
Yeah, don't kill yourself. I encourage those.
但是你的老我一定要死啊。
But your carnal self need to die.
你现在不想活，就因为你老我太强了。
You don't want to live now because your old self is too great.
如果你现在在很大的困难里面。
Because if you're in big difficulties now.
我是要鼓励你。
I encourage you.
你真正要改变的是你的看法。
What you need to learn is change your perception.
你的看法是跟你这个人有关系。
Because your perception defined you.
我们很多时候我们自我太强。
We have a great self-centeredness.
其实我没有看过一个自我不强的人。
I frequently did not see many people not having a big ego.
Well, not frequently. I have never met one.
Never met one.
每一个人自我都很强。
Everyone have big ego.
只是他们的表达方式不一样。
They just express it differently.
有的人自我很强，但是他们看起来非常谦卑。
Some people have big ego, but they look very humble.
但是他那个看起来非常谦卑，就是他最大 ego 的表达。
But that humble look is their expression of
ego. 时候到了就露出来。
Sometime at the right time, it will show.
有时候你觉得环境非常的恶劣。
You are in the hardest circumstances.
你觉得活不下去了。
That I cannot live anymore.
你真正要活不下去是你那个自我。
It's your ego that cannot handle this.
要死。
Want to die.
要舍己。
Need to die.
背起十字架。
Carry the cross.
学耶稣的样子。
Be Christ-like.
你第三天就复活了。
And the third day you will resurrect.
你的看法就改变了。
Hey, because your mindset will change.
你的 business 会转。
Your business will change.
你跟人的关系会改变。
Your relationship will change.
其实主耶稣的要求是对你我非常好的。
So Jesus' requirement is actually really good for us.
对我们非常好的。
It's beneficial to us.
很多时候你跟神说，主啊，你来帮助我改变我的环境。
You pray that God change my circumstances.
主耶稣一直在跟你讲说，你要改变是你自己。
Jesus keep telling you what you need to change is your heart.
你的人改变了。
When you change,
你的看法就改变了。
Your perception change.
你就得胜了。
Then you are overcomer.
神通常不改变环境。
God usually does not change circumstances.
他用环境来唤起你的注意力。
He uses the circumstances to awaken、
Amen.
The places we need to change.
我们当中很多人来参加这个苏醒的聚会。
We have lots of people came to those meetings.
Awakening meeting.
Awakening meeting.
他们几乎每一天都来。
They came almost daily.
我跟你讲，弟兄姊妹们
，I tell you, brothers and sisters，
这个宇宙间有一个律
，There's a law in the universe，
就是 no pain, no gain。
No pain, no gain。
你如果不花上什么努力，你不会收到任何的事情。
你 if you didn't work on it, you're not going to get the result。
你要认识耶稣吗
？If you want to know Jesus。
你要花时间。
You need to spend the time.
你可以听那些最有恩高的人讲道。
You can hear very anointed speakers.
你可以听到 iHeart 的那些 Mike Bickle 讲这个讲那个。
A lot of good preachers like Mike Bickle.
但是你还是不会认识主。
You wouldn't know the Lord still.
因为那是他的认识。
Because that's his understanding of the Lord.
很多年轻人都需要找 shortcut 啊，要短越快越好越快。
Lots of young people want to find a shortcut. The quicker, the better.
他们说我要赶快发财。
I need to be prosperous this minute.
一个月就成为百万富翁。
In one month, be a millionaire.
结果没有成为百万富翁，安娜在 jail 里面，在监狱里面。
But they didn't become a millionaire, but a jail.
因为他要用不要用走捷径。
Because they want to use a shortcut.
认识主耶稣没有捷径啊。
So knowing Jesus, there's no shortcut.
主耶稣有 eternity 啊。
Jesus is eternal.
他有永恒啊。他不
He has eternity.
他不会 hurry 啊。
Yeah.
你认识他非常相信我讲的
神不会匆忙
对非常好 人与人之间要认识需不需要时间呢？
Does it take time to know somebody?
我们这边当中有多少结婚的举手？
How many of you have married?
你们结婚是闪电的吗？
Did you have a quick marriage?
闪电也很危险，你很快的结婚就很快的再见。
Speed marriage.
因为误会而结合，因为了解而分开。
Because of misunderstanding, you became together. After you know each other, you've set apart.
因为你不花时间，一定是误会。
Because you didn't spend the time, so.
开始还是美丽的误会。
In the beginning, it might be a beautiful mistake.
等到离开的时候，就是打架的误会。
After the end, it's
丑恶的误会。
It's an ugly separation.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果要认识耶稣
If you want to know Jesus,
你要花时间
you need to spend the time.
那些来的弟兄姊妹们他们很聪明
Those who came are very wise.
因为他们把晚上卖了两个小时就来认识主耶稣
spend the 2 hours per night to know
你知道吗他们来的那些人他们生命真的开始改变
and their life changed through this experience.
我不是在卖药这样讲
I'm not just advertising it.
真的是这样子
It's true.
我将来可以请他们做见证
In the future, I'll ask them for testimony.
那些来人他就是没有任何感觉，但是他们已经开始改变。
In the beginning, they might not feel anything, but they are changing.
因为他们每一天花个半个小时坐在神面前思想他的话，又敬拜，又跟牧师我们一起祷告，神的恩膏、神的祝福就到那个人里面了。
They spend hours waiting on the Lord, reading scripture and worship, so the God's spirit come into this person's heart.
你说牧师糟糕，你上个礼拜五已经结束了，怎么办？
And already finished.
我现在很想来，你都没有了。
What I want to now, but what do I do?
我觉得没关系啊。
It's okay.
你在家里面一样可以做。
You can do that at home too.
Amen. 所以我们从今天这边看到第四个，就是说这也是一个最划算的交换。
Now, fourth point is that this is the best deal of exchange.
因为你把你这个这么破碎这么不完美充满了不完全的一个生命跟一个最完全的生命的耶稣基督交换 Is that the deal of eternity?
Because you're exchanging your imperfectness and the brokenness of your heart with something that's perfect.
主耶稣的要求你是要跟你做一个交换
What Jesus required of you is to do this exchange.
有人就说牧师我已经交换这么多年怎么还这个样子
And you might say I already exchanged with Jesus a long time I still look like this.
因为你没有真正的交换
Because you didn't really did the exchange.
我们有几个功课来学
There are some lessons we need to learn.
第一个你信主的时候是伟大交换的开始而不是结束
When you first receive the Lord into your heart it's the beginning of this exchange
而不是结束
not the end
很多人不了解这个
a lot of people don't
很多人来教会受洗完了就拜拜因为已经完毕了
I baptized no, I'm done
那些现在没有来请你们告诉他还没有完是刚开始
those people that you know are like that you tell them it's just the beginning
因为你口里承认心里相信接受耶稣到你生命耶稣的生命一点点到你里面了你里面还是都是你自己啊
When
Amen?
You receive the Lord into your heart and proclaim with your mouth that is just the beginning a little bit of Jesus
你里面还有一大堆你的 self
There is so much of your old self still there
还有很多以前的犯的罪还有伤害等等都在里面
It's still there
这个东西要继续的 exchange 继续的交换
We need to keep exchanging these things with God
现在懂得我讲的意思吗
Understand?
这就是主耶稣说你为什么要舍己你为什么要放下自己
That's
你每天要背起十字架对付你自己
You need to deny yourself because you want to continue to do this exchange
所以第二个功课就是伟大的交换要继续
You need to continue the exchange
有没有说阿门啊 那些来参加苏醒的讲大声点这伟大的交换就是要继续有没有说阿门啊
The great exchange you need to continue
那些伟大的交换要继续继续
Continue.
真的是这样子
This is true
这就是为什么教会失败的地方
That's why a lot of time the church fails It's due to this reason
前门很大
We have a big front door
后门更大
But the back door is even bigger
人家进来了以后
Someone come in the front door
哦已经完了
Oh we're done
已经信耶稣了、哦、再见再见
I already believe
Jesus 我继续忙我的
Bye I'm going to continue my life
伟大的交换要继续
The big exchange need to be continual
那个继续就是做主门徒的过程
To be the process of becoming
一个人刚刚信耶稣的时候他属灵上像个婴孩一样
Because when you first receiving Jesus, you were like an infant in Christ.
非常自我中心。
Very self-centered.
基督很少。
Very little Christ.
后来他长到少年人期。
And become a teenager.
一下有基督，一下没基督。
Sometime maybe there is Christ in him, maybe not.
那很像我。
Oh, that looked like me.
一分钟我是为基督而活，另外一分钟是基督为我而活。
I live for Jesus, but the other time Jesus lived for me.
他的中心点常常改变。
The self-centered alters.
所以他的信仰一上一下。
So the journey is up and down.
早上打电话给牧师说，这世界真美好。
Oh, this world is beautiful.
我愿意背起十字架来跟随主。
I want to carry a cross and follow Jesus.
晚上打电话给牧师。
At night, called pastor.
It sucks.
It's 很不完，不很糟糕。
人生真苦啊。
It's terrible. This life.
这就是少年期。
So that's the teenage years.
这是你属灵的少年期。
That's your spiritual teenage years.
然后你要慢慢成长。
So you need to grow.
成为父老。
And become an elder.
你有为父为母的心。
That you have the father's and mother's heart.
你看到那些信仰在幼儿期，在少年期，你会包容他，你会爱他们。
And you see those are less mature, you will help them and accept them.
我相信你在小的时候，你爸爸妈妈看到你不成熟，他不会笑，他说：“嗨呀，你看我女儿这么不成熟。
”When you
你看我儿子这么差劲。
Little, you don't see parents laugh at their immaturity.
你说牧师他们都没有笑，他们就打我而已。
You might say, no, they did not laugh at me, but they beat me up.
因为他爱你啊。
Because they love you.
圣经上说爱的叫管教啊。
So they punish you.
当然他可能打得重一点。
Maybe they hit you a little bit hard.
但是他爱你，他没有笑你啊。
But they love you, so want to correct you.
Amen. 我们属灵成熟的，我们彼此包容。有的弟兄姊妹们，他刚刚信主，他还在少年期，他在婴儿期，他一切都是以自我为中心。你说，你看，你就是像田牧师讲的那种。
So in church, sometimes we will see those teenage Christians. So we need to accept them with a heart of the father or mother and accept them.
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
真正属灵的成熟
，the real faith.Maturity.
是在跟大家在一起的时候才成
长。It's how you interact with others, and that's how you grow.
不是你关起门来在家里成熟。
Not you lock up in your door and be spiritual.
很容易成为一个圣洁人，待在家里面。
It's very easy to be holy when you are at home by yourself.
你一结婚以后，你就发现你多不圣洁。
But once you got married, you notice you're not that holy.
你天天跟另外一个人在一起。
You have to be with this other person all the time.
然后你又去参加小组，你就发现哇，很难圣洁。
Went to cell group and you notice you're not that holy.
很多的不一样跟冲突。
There are a lot of differences between people.
这是神帮助我们的。
That's a way that God will shape us.
最后一个功课就是说，不要藐视你那微小的开始。
And the last lesson is.Do not
despise
your small beginning.
你认识耶稣开始，你只有一点点。
When you first know Jesus, only a little bit.
你不要小看那个。
Don't despise that.
从那一点点开始。
From there.
每一个人认识开始都是一点点。
When we know somebody new, we start with something.
很多男性不太懂这个。
A lot of men did not understand.
他看到他喜欢的女的。
They see it's a love interest.
他看到一个礼拜，他就向他求婚了。
One week later, ask her to marry.
那女的就吓死了。
And that girl was surprised.
那不是 surprise, shock.
Shock.
Shock to death. 开玩笑。因为人认识需要时间，对不对？
Because it takes time to know each other.
你需要花时间跟主耶稣交流。
So you need to spend time with the Lord.
你说怎么个交流法
？So how do you do that?
欢迎来参加我们教会。
So come to church.
我们会教导你。
We'll give lessons.
我们会有小组的聚会。
We have cell groups.
我们还有个人的辅导。
And then personal counseling.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们下面还有分组讨论的时间。
We're gonna break up into small groups.
你可以去上厕所，但是一定要回来。
You can go to a restroom right now, but make sure you come back.
下面小组讨论是帮助你真正去实行的。
Because the small group are gonna help you to learn more.
我们希望你不要去吃东西啊，现在不能吃东西。
So no snack yet.
就是去上厕所就回来，好不好
？Restroom break, okay.
我们祷告好吗
？Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
因为你与我们同在。
Because you are with us.
因为你爱这一群人。
You love these people.
你要他们认识你。
You want them to know you.
也认识他们。
And you want to know them.
求你祝福我们今天来的每一位。
Bless each one.
特别是新来的朋友
especially the visitors.
求主的灵来邀请他们
May Jesus, Holy Spirit, you invite them.
给他们看见
and give them eyes to see.
来认识这位爱他们的主
to know the Lord who loves him.
祝福我们下面的时间
bless the time following.
祷告奉主名求
in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们这个教会的同工，请你去特别关怀新来的，好不好？我们。